Welcome to Caden and the Boys. I have Ryan Bundy. He's the only boy today. So, Ryan, tell me about yourself, where you grew up, and go ahead. Yeah.
All right. I grew up in New Home, Texas. It's a small town, like 15 minutes south of Lubbock. And a little bit about myself. I grew up in a family of six, counting me, and we're pretty tight.
Gotcha. How many brothers and sisters?
I have one brother and two sisters.
Nice. So tell us about a little bit like before LCU, kind of your life before then. I mean, did you do any sports in high school? Did you, I don't know, maybe rodeo?
I did not rodeo.
Didn't rodeo? let's hear. Tell me a little bit before LCU.
I played pretty much every sport I could except for cross country. I played basketball, baseball, football. I ran track, and I think that's it.
Gotcha.
Oh, and baseball.
Nice. Which one, was there any like highlights from those? Anything you'll definitely tell your kids one day?
Yeah, I'll definitely make some stuff up about how good I was.
For sure. And you definitely went to some state championships. Could you tell us anything about those?
Yeah, they were a lot of fun because the small schools don't really get to travel much and stay in hotels, so it was always special to go to Round Rock and get to stay in the hotel with all the guys.
Gotcha. And I was fortunate enough to play Bundy actually in high school. Got to play him for 2 years, so that was a lot of fun. COVID year kind of interrupted one of those, so we didn't really get to finish that one out, but it was always fun playing the Bundy boys and going to New Home. So next we're going to talk about what like brought you to LCU, kind of what led you here. So yeah, what was one of like the main reasons? I mean, knowing two of your siblings already here, a lot of your family, but was there anything else leading to those decisions?
Yeah, most of it was my family. My family really wanted me to come here, and I really originally wanted to go to Tech, but I'm glad I came to LCU. It definitely made a difference for me.
Gotcha. And could you tell us like about any of the, I mean, some of those experiences, maybe like some of the friends you've met, you know, without maybe getting PG-13 on us, but yeah. Some of those experiences and just some of the highlights, I guess.
Yeah. Living in the dorms is a lot of fun. Me and two or three of my other buddies live there, and we just meet up in the same room a lot of times and just hang out. And then, like, me and you, we knew each other before LCU, but we've gotten a lot closer since I've been here, and I feel like a bunch of my relationships have been like that.
For sure. No, I definitely agree. That was kind of my same route. I had an older brother that came here. My family came here, and I was a lot like you. I mean, I started out somewhere else, but I'm really glad and fortunate that I did it up here and made those friendships. So you were talking about the dorms and kind of that's a good way to get involved. If you were to tell, you know, a kid, like, let's say he's at New Home, he's texting you and he's like, Bundy, I'm coming to LCU. Like, what should I expect? I'm nervous. How should I get involved? What would be a bit of advice for him to, you know, make that first step and get involved at LCU and, I don't know, and just kind of get more acclimated, I guess, not be as nervous?
I would definitely say one thing that you can do is, like, leave your door open and like people just come in and out and say what's up, or you can hang out in the lobby. There's a pool table and there's always people playing games in there, so you can meet new people pretty easily in the dorm.
For sure. And then is there any ways like on campus, I don't know, maybe in the rec, or I mean, we have social
intramurals. Yeah, a good way to meet people.
Intramurals, yeah,
and have real fun.
For sure. And then, I mean, staying on the topic of getting involved, let's jump to social clubs. Let's talk about Alpha Chi. Just tell us a little bit about that, when you rushed and what it's meant to you and, I mean, the fun you've had.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous whenever I was rushing because I didn't really know anything about it at first. Like, Reed told me, my older brother, he told me a little bit about it, but not much. And I knew a lot of the guys that I was rushing with and that were already in Chi. So I didn't really know what to think of it, but it was a pretty fun experience.
For sure. No, yeah. And I've definitely enjoyed having you there. We just got back from our snowboard trip, so yeah, that was a blast. Got to tear up Angel Fire for a couple of days. The Maples, they let us go up to their cabin and stuff, so that's a blast. y'all have to give John Maples a hard time for letting us go up there and actually trusting us. That's insane.
Yeah, but, that's crazy.
No, that was a blast. I mean, I will forever remember the snowboard trip, most definitely. I mean, there's float trip and stuff, too. We're about to come up and do Follies. That's been that's been something. I'm dragging. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, me too.
I'm hurting.
I got the Follies flu, I think.
The flu, definitely. We're about to perform, so that'll be this coming up Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th. So looking forward to that. Or 16th and 17th. Yeah. Woo.
Yeah, you're not looking forward to
not
that.
Maybe we're not, but we'll figure it out. So now let's talk about Lubbock as a whole. Let's talk about like the hidden gems in Lubbock, you know, maybe some of those restaurants you like to go hit up at late at night or something. I don't know. What do you and the boys like to do? Just not at LCU.
Recently I've been on a Pedro's kick.
Pedro's. Tell me about it.
They give you like a huge burrito and it's like $8. Oh. And if you went to like Chipotle, which is a lot closer, but it's like $12, $15 sometimes.
Worth it. Yeah. I mean, not the Chipotle. And, I'm saying Pedro's.
Yeah, hot. And the tamales are really good.
Kicking? Nice. Mine lately has been Roberto's. On Milwaukee, it's not as hidden now. I guess it's more like, it's getting a little bigger, bro. They're kind of getting too big for me. But yeah, I get the, what are they? The something fries. They're like the carne asada fries. They're decent. I don't know. Another hidden gem. It's not even really hidden now. I just like still go to Torchy's. I remember when Torchy's, there's only one Torchy's in Lubbock. That was like the hidden gem for me.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm still hitting that up quite a bit. So we'll hit you up with one more question and then that should wrap our podcast. So being a sophomore, I mean, I know you have time. I'm done in May, so my mind's kind of racing there, but is there anything that you're kind of looking forward to after college? Like maybe where you want to work, what you want to do, or have you not even really thought about?
Yeah, I have not really thought about
not
it.
Thought
the only
about
thing
it
I've really thought about was getting my pilot's license.
Okay.
I really want to do that. And I just have no idea when I'm going to do it. Hopefully it's soon, but.
Got you. Would you want to do like with the pilot's license, would you want to be like a crop duster? Would you want to go commercial? Would you want to be private? What would you want to do with that? Or would you just want to have it, you know?
My dad said I would not be allowed to be a crop duster.
Yeah.
And so I would probably just do like charter planes and stuff.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Make some money from that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be pretty cool. I could imagine be like, Bundy, I got to get to New York pronto. Let's go.
Load up.
Getting roaded. But no, that'd be sick. That'd be sick. Well, Ryan, we really appreciate you coming on the podcast. It was fun. Hopefully we can have you again. That concludes it for K. Marsh and the boys. Thank you.